If you do not free him with these, so Rashi says it's talking about that if a Jew sells himself to a goy, to become like an eved to a goy, so the Torah says a parsha that his krovim should go and free him, should go and pay him to let him be free. So the pasuk says, if he does not free himself, like Rashi says, b'krovim, if the krovim do not come to free him, so Rebbe dashes like this, Rebbe Yomer, b'eilahu nigo, he only goes out free if the krovim go and buy him. But v'yein nigo b'sheish, there's no halacha though that this eved does not go out free by working for 6 years. In other words, the halacha is only if an eved is sold to another Jew, then does he go out after 6 years. But if he sold himself to a goy, then he does not go out after 6 years, but rather he only goes out by yovel. And the Gemara says, because without this pasuk, really, Shayokh, I would have thought to say, v'aloi dinu. Really, it's a svara to say this way. Umami, there's a svara to say he should go out after 6 years. Because umani sheina nigo b'yelo. Maduch, like by regular eved ivri, that he sold himself or invested himself in, there is no special mitzvah upon his krovim to go and buy him free. Still, nigal b'sheish, the halacha is that after 6 years he goes out free. If so, there, this person that sold himself to a goy to be an eved, she nigal b'yelo, that there's a mitzvah here upon the krovim, his uncle, to go and buy him free, is ein odin shenigal b'sheish. Isn't it a svara for sure to say that after he works 6 years he should be able to go out free? Therefore we say, Tamalim, the pasuk says, b'eila, to teach us, b'eila hu nigal, that an eved that sold himself to a goy only goes out free, b'eila, means when his krovim buy him, or else he goes out with yovel. But v'ein nigal b'sheish, he does not go out free after 6 years. And we'll see the Gemara later, even though we're talking about times when the Goyim listened to the Jews, like let's say the Zman Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, when we had our Malchus then, that the Goyim would listen to us, still the Loch is he does not come out free after 6 years. This is the way Rebbe learns. Now, the Sakva Daitachif, you're going to tell me, Yalav Sochi Sochir, that Rebbe holds, we make Gzeres Shavir Sochi Sochir, if so, am I coming, what does it say? Umami shena nigo beila, just like a regular eved ivri, which does not go out by his krovim. In other words, there's no mitzvah for his krovim to pay him free. Like the question is, why not? Neilav sochi socher. Why don't we make this gzeres shavis socher socher to say, just like there's a mitzvah upon this person that was sold to a goy for his krovim, his uncle, to go and buy him free, why don't we say the same mitzvah? We should learn out Sochi Sochi. It says by both places that a regular eved ivri also, that his uncle should come and buy him free. So since we say there's no mitzvah, the chorus of proof, we do not make the gzeres shavah Sochi Sochi. That's the proof that Rebbe is the one that does not make the gzeres shavah Sochi Sochi. So Gemara says, no, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, really, I tell you, Yalef Sochi Sochir. Really, I tell you, Rebbe does make the Gzeres Shavir Sochi Sochir. If so, the question is then, why does he say there's no special mitzvah for the Krovim to free him when by regular Eved Ivri? So there it is, Shani Yoch, here it's different. The Yom HaKrovim, here the Pasuk says clearly, Yigolenu, the parasha, when you sell yourself to a goy, here the Pasuk says that the Krovim should be Yigolenu, the Krovim should come and free him. So with Ashin Yigolenu, you should come to free him, means Lazeh Puleliacher. You only have this special mitzvah that the Krovim are supposed to come and buy him free, only where the person sold himself to a goy. But there it's more important, he shouldn't stay by the goy, because he won't do mitzvahs there. So there's a special mitzvah upon the Krovim to go and buy him free. But by regular Eved Ivri that was sold to another Jew, there with Ashin Apostle Yigolenu, that there's no mitzvah to free him. But it could be really, maybe Rebbe also makes the Gzeres Shavah of Sochi Sochi. Now the Gemara Stam says, Uman Tana the Polo Galed the Rebbe. Who's the Tana that argues on Rebbe? Mashma, they hold that this Eved that sold himself to a Goy also goes out free after 6 years? I tell you, that's Rebbe Yossi Aglili Rebbe Akiva. These two argue on Rebbe. The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasuk says, Im lo yigoel beila. If this Eved did not go out free by his Krovim, if his Krovim did not buy him, like to pay the guy money to buy him free. Now, Rabbi Yisiag Lili Oimer, Ba'ele Leshichr. Ba'ele means the Krovim. When the uncle comes and buys him off the guy, what happens to this Eved now? He goes out free. But Bishar Kolodm, if anybody else goes to buy this Eved off the guy, Lishibud, anybody else has the right to work from this with this Eved. In other words, you're just taking him away from the guy, but now he becomes your Eved Ivri. That's what Rabbi Yossi really holds. Rabbi Akiva Raimeno, Ba'ela Lishibud. That when your uncle comes and buys you off the guy, you have to work for your uncle. Your uncle freed you, but to work for him. Bashar Kolodm, if anybody else goes and buys you off the guy, Lishikhru. We say, no, somebody else buys you, then the locher is, this ever goes out free. So what's the machlokes here? My time is Rabbi Yosef Glili. What does he owe this svara to say that when the kraven free him, the locher is, he goes out free? Because on my cross, the pasuk says, Im lo yigol b'ela. If he did not go out by his kraven, if the kraven did not buy him, Elo bi'achar, but rather somebody else freed him, or somebody else bought him free. So locher is v'yotze v'shnas ha'yevel. It says he goes out after yevel. So mashma, though somebody else buys him, though he has to work for that person. It becomes like an eved ivri to him. Just that by him he goes out free by yevel. That's Rabbi Yosi's svara. Rabbi Kiva says im lo yigoel ela bi'ela. He like puts in the word ela. Like if he was freed only with his uncle, then the yotze b'shnas ha'yevel. Mashma that he's supposed to work for his uncle, he's an eved for his uncle, just by yevel, that's when he goes out free. So this the Gemara says back, from Yosi Aglili, midi ela be'eloksiv. Like it's a kasha, this is what Yosi Aglili holds. I mean, he holds not like Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva dashed it as if it said the word ela be'ela. So Yosi says, does the Torah say the word ela? Be'eloksiv, that's all. Seems so, like, what's Rabbi Kiva's story? How could he say the pasuk is talking about that when your uncle frees you, you still have to work for him until you're evil? How could you dash it that way? So Gemara says, rather, Ella, I'll tell you, Bahai Krokeniflugi. I tell the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva is how you learn Shan this pasuk. That the pasuk says, Oi doi doi, oi ben doi di golenu. That's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah upon the uncle or the son of the uncle to go and free, to buy their nephew, to buy their cousin, to buy him free. Go to the guy and buy, ask him how much money he wants from him and buy him free. So, Zegulat Kraven. Here the pasuk is talking about when the Kraven buy him. Now, then the pasuk says, Oy Hesiga Yodoy, whether the Eved itself gets some money from somehow and he wants to buy himself free. That's the case where the Eved now speaks up to the guy and says, listen, I have money, I want to buy myself back free. Then the pasuk has a third case, v'nigal, again that he's redeemed, zegulas acherim. That means if somebody else comes now and pays the money to the guy to buy him, that's the third type of a case. So Kitzur says three ways, the ways he's redeemed. Either the uncle does it, or else he does it himself, or else somebody else does it. So Rabbi Yosef Lili Sovar Mikra Nidrash Tefonov. Like we learn out from before. What does that mean? Shodai Gulas Kroivim Agulas Atzmai. Like the middle case is Gulas Atzmai. Now, when you free yourself, Ma Gulas Atzmai, just like when the Yevich somehow gets his own money, and he buys himself now off his master. Leshichrur, there it's cheat, he goes out free, like it's not an Yevich to anybody else. If he's buying himself off the Nestor, so pshit, he goes out free completely. So if so, Rabbi Yisrael, you learn now from the Pasha before, like, is af gulas kroivim, the same way then, that when your uncle frees you, it's also l'shichrur. So we learn out the Inyan before, from the next Inyan of gulas atzmai. That's Rabbi Yisrael's svara. For Rabbi Kiva Sava, know that mikra nidrash li'achra, of the opposite way. Yidash and rather from the thing afterwards, following it. Therefore, shodai gulas acherim, what it says last, the third case is when somebody else buys you, gulas atzmai, learn that out from the pasha before, like learn out from the pasha of freeing yourself. So therefore we say, ma gulas atzmai, just like when you go to free yourself, is l'shichrur, there it's pshita. When you buy yourself, of course you're buying yourself free, you're going to work for yourself, you're free now. If so, the next pasha is also the same way. Av gulas acherim. The same way, if somebody else comes and buys you off the master, off this guy, is also the shikhar, also you go out free. That's what Rabbi Kiva dashes. So Gemara asks, if this is all machlokes, he hachi be'elo lomeli. Like, what's the extra word be'elo to say with these? Because we're saying now, Rabbi Yosef and Kiva argues on Rabbi. Now, there's Rabbi before holds from the word be'elo, you learn out that this type of an eved that was sold to a guy does not go out free with sheish. He does not go out free with 6 years. He has to work in 6 years. But we're saying now, Reb Yosi Aglili and Reb Kiva argues, and they hold, no, he does go out free by 6 years. He says, so what does the Pasuk say the word Bela for? What drasha does he make from the word Bela? If you're telling me now the Svara, which one goes out free, is done Haidash in the Pasuk, so the word Bela is extra. So Gemara says, no, Elav Bela, if not for the word Bela with these, have a mean, I would have thought to say, I'll tell you, Mikro Nidrash Bein Lefonav Bein Lachrov. Really, the Seder, the Svara is Yishadash in both ways. Like here, there's three ways to go out free, to redeem yourself. And the middle case is when you redeem yourself by yourself. So really, I would have said, learn out both ways before and afterwards. And therefore, the Hakol Shichur. Really, I should learn out that who I did when your uncle buys you, or who I did if somebody else buys you, and all these three cases, like, you go out free. Ihochi is so. So if only because the Pasuk says, Be'ela, mashmer with one and not with all of them. Therefore, only one way you go out free and one way you don't. So then the kasha is the yochi, if so, hod the kush l'duchta. So if so, then we're back to the original kasha then, so what's the svaras, what's the machlokes tolian then? If you're telling me really now we should dash in both ways before and afterwards. Just here the pasuk says, be'ela is one way, not the other way, but how do you know which way to dash in then? We're getting back, what's the machlokes Rav Yosi that says by the kraven he goes out free, and the Kiva says no, when somebody else buys him, there he goes out free. So what's the machlokes tolian? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Elo b'svara kamiflegi. The Yavu pushed it in svara. That Rav Yosi Aglili sovar, he holds, mistabra, what's the svara, what's the reasoning to say, that gulas acherim l'shibud, that if somebody else buys you, you should go to work for him. You know why? Diyam, with the shichit, you're going to say the mitzvah of somebody else buying you off this guy, is that when they buy you, you have to go out free, if so, have a mimniv loy parkilei. The svara to say, nobody will come and do this mitzvah then. Nobody will go and buy you off the guy because they're like losing their money. So therefore, if you want other people to come and buy you, and it is worth it for another Jew to buy you off the guy, even though you have to be an eved for him, but at least you're working by another Jew, you'll have Shabbos, you'll have mitzvahs, you'll have kashrus. But we don't want you to be by a guy. So therefore, it's a svara to say when the Torah gave the mitzvah upon other people to redeem you, it's a svara that they have a right to work with you. Because otherwise, they won't do it. Mashenke, you don't crave him. Now we can understand they would pay money to free you, even though you're not going to work for them, because they you crave him. That's Rabbi Yosi Svara. Rabbi Akiva Svara, I know that Mistab the Svara goes, Gulas, crave him l'shibud. That when you crave him, free you, then you should work for them. Why? The Armad, if you're going to tell me l'shichror, that when your uncle frees you, you buys you, you go out free, if so, kol yoyma v'yoyma every day, also lamaz v'nafshay, it's a good business. Every day the person will go and sell himself to a guy and make $1,000, because he knows that his uncle is going to come and free him soon. And when the uncle buys him, he goes out free, so it's a good deal. Every day he'll keep on selling himself to the guy, and his uncle will have to keep on buying him back. So in order to stop that, we make it, the svar is, that when the uncle buys you back, you're going to have to work for the uncle. So then it's not so worth it to sell yourself for a slave. That a person wouldn't do unless he has to do it. So if it's more mustavra to say that when you crave him, the mitzvah upon the craving to free you goes when you have to work for your uncle. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Dibri Rabbi Yosi Aglili Rabbi Kiva. This is the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili Rabbi Kiva learns the pshat. Avu Chacham Moim Nechom Say Yishno HaKol L'Shichro. That both ways, whether the craven buy you or whether somebody else buys you, in both cases you go out free. And man chum, who is this chachamim? I'll tell you, Rebbe. He goes according to Rebbe sheet, like we learned before. The mafik le lehay be'ela ledrosha achrina. That Rebbe uses the word be'ela to teach us that this eved that was sold to a guy goes out when people redeem him, but not by sheish, not after working 6 years. So that's what I do with the pasuk be'ela. If so, if you take out the word be'ela, then I say you mikra nidrash be'ela fun of be'ela achrav. Then it's as far as you dash in both ways. Both before and both afterwards. So therefore, whether your uncle redeems you or whether somebody else redeems you, in both cases you go out free, you do not have to work. Now the Gemara says, V'Rebbe, Hai v'yotza b'shnas ha'yovel na'yovedle. According to Rebbe, what do we do with this pasuk to say that he goes out free after yovel? In other words, according to Rebbe, M'manashoch, Like Rebbe says, when they free you, you go out free. When your uncle or when somebody else buys you, you go out free right away. So what if I need this person now to tell me that he goes out free by Yovel? So Gemara says, me boyle, I need it, look at the Tanya, like we learned. So Tosafot speaks out, really the question is not why we need the extra pasuk itself. Because that's teaching us that when you sell yourself to a guy, that true, according to Rebbe, you don't go out after 6 years, but you go out after Yovel. By Yovel, you do go out. So therefore, Tosafot says the kasha just is, I might not get b'shnas ha-Yovel. What does the pasuk say? V'yotzi goes out b'shnas ha-Yovel, the year of Yovel. For aksiv b'kurachrin, another pasuk says, ad shnas ha-Yovel. So what does it have to say here again? V'yotzi b'shnas ha-Yovel. There's another pasuk. So therefore, the Moran says that Rebbe used this pasuk in the Tanya like we learned. The Yotza Bishnas HaYovel means